Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
British police say WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be arrested at any time on a Swedish warrant. The best information that we have is that he is in the UK somewhere. The Attorney General of his home country, Australia, called his actions incredibly irresponsible and reprehensible. But you can't try somebody for being reprehensible in court. Or can you? Joining us now is David B. Rivkin. He's a constitutional lawyer who served in the Justice Department and the White House Counsel's Office. Good morning, David.
Morning. Good to be with you.
To be clear, the warrant, the Swedish warrant, is not for espionage. It's for sexual assault. But let's go to what the Attorney General of Australia is talking about, which was the idea that they've said, look, if he ends up getting found responsible for endangering people through his releases of secret documents, we don't want him back in Australia. But they haven't charged him with anything. No one's charged him with anything. Why not?
Well, I think it's unfortunate. I'm not an expert on Australian law, but he clearly can and should be charged. They have a 1917 Espionage Act. It's an old statute, broadly worded, has some problems, not many successful prosecutions under it. The last one really was in 1985 involving a fellow by the name of Morrison, who was a person who gave or sold pictures of Soviet aircraft carrier to James, which is a British publication. What's unique about this situation is that there are really no First Amendment problems with prosecuting Mr. Assange. His behavior is totally different from that of a journalist. And to clarify, we're only talking about prosecuting him, not any of the newspapers that use this material. Think about what he's done. He has not written any story or stories about the information he leaked. He's not even analyzed. I would bet you he's not even read it. His modus operandi has been to take everything he gets his hands on, all the classified documents, hundreds of thousands of pages, and dump them in a public domain. That behavior is unique and distinctive from that of any newspaper, any magazine, any TV station, radio station. So you can go after him under the Espionage Act and demonstrate to the courts that there's a limiting factor here that would never touch the media.
Well, I wanted to play you this comment that Julian Assange made himself when he spoke to the Guardian of London. This is back over this summer.
It is the role of good journalism to take on powerful abuses. And when powerful abuses are taken on, there is always a back reaction. So we see that controversy and we... I believe that is a good thing to engage in. The nearest analog is the Pentagon Papers.
Well, and clearly he there feels he's fulfilling a journalistic role. But I want to go to what the last thing he said, which is comparing what he does with the release of the Pentagon Papers. Is that a fair comparison?
No, it's as I said, the Pentagon Papers involved a publication of a fairly sizable quantity of classified information relating to certain aspects of the Vietnam War. Nothing comparable to this in quantity, but more fundamentally, that was done in the context of a specific set of stories by a number of newspapers about a particular issue. Mr. Assange's modus operandi is to get every piece of classified document information he has. It could be about scientific secrets. It could be about our space program. It can be about Iraq, Iran, diplomatic negotiations on arms control, and release them. You tell me that is not the behavior of any journalist we can think about. One final interesting point, which I don't know if your viewers heard, his latest gambit is engaged in what really is an act of blackmail. He's basically saying to the United States in particular, if you prosecute me, I'm going to release the so-called doomsday file that contains some additional secrets. Ask yourself the following question. Can you imagine any journalist or any media organization, the course of a behavior, would in effect tell the government, if you go after us, we will release a bunch of other things? That behavior alone categorizes this person as a garden variety criminal, a blackmailer, and not a journalist.
Well, does it matter if the documents he's releasing were secret as opposed to classified?
Well, a lot of those documents are secret. A lot of them undoubtedly are top secret, a lot of confidential. But these are details. The most important point to get out here is it is possible to go under this individual without endangering any First Amendment values, which is always, I mean, think about it. Somebody who goes in and defaces a government building, let's say throws paint at the Pentagon, somebody who goes and destroys a piece of government property, Can be prosecuted running problems.
But wait a minute. That there, it begins to fall apart here. I mean, you're suggesting there's destruction here. Assange says the public has an interest in knowing the secret works of government as a principle. Don't the courts have to rule one way or another? Why does the government simply get it's a privilege to keep secrets without challenge?
The point I'm trying to make is that the only reason leaks of classified information are not as easy to prosecute as my other examples is precisely because of First Amendment values. While Mr. Assange tries to wrap himself in First Amendment values, he is not a journalist. It is possible to draw a clear line between prosecuting him, and again, to emphasize, any newspaper, any magazine, any TV radio station that used this information in the course of a normal business would not be subject to prosecution under that theory precisely because they're the ones protecting First Amendment values. Mr. Assange is delusional, okay, if he believes in that, but most likely it's a cynical ploy. His modus operandi.
What if a blogger does it? What if a blogger does it? They're a journalist.
Again, fundamental difference. Yeah, incidentally, I'm not at all espousing a traditional journalist writing for New York Times versus a blogger blogging out of his mother's basement. A blogger analyzes things he posts. A blogger writes stories that may not be very eloquently written, but blogger is performing essentially journalistic function. Back to what I said, the latest bit of behavior really typecast Mr. Assange perfectly. Can you think of any media organization that blackmails publicly governments by saying, if you try to prosecute me, I will leak some more?
So why haven't they charged him yet?
Excuse me?
Why haven't they charged him yet?
I think it's unfortunate that the current administration doesn't seem to have gotten its act together. What I'm talking about is not rocket science. This is something they should have considered months ago when he had his first dump of documents. I hope they're going to move in that direction. By the way, as soon as he is charged, we would be able to go after his accounts, we'd be able to go after his assets, we would be able to pose a credible threat of prosecution to people who are helping him, who are giving him aid and comfort now. But it needs to be done aggressively. The most important thing is this. This is an unprecedented challenge.
Well, we'll see. Unfortunately, you have to leave it there. We'll see if that happens. David B. Ripken is a constitutional lawyer who served in the Justice Department and the White House Counsel's Office talking about possible charges against Julian Assange.